with a baby, it's all the same thing.
They're all nice.
Same question.
Uh-huh. And if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for would be a...
a midwife woman.
Uh-huh. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is
and she ain't married. It's several ways you could say the child would not be, well, child would say be what? You'd call it a bastard child, huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Anything else you'd call it?
Well,
any old-fashioned name people used to say?
No, that would be the old-fashioned way.
Uh-huh.
But you would only say, such and such a girl has a baby and she's not married by such and such a boy.
Uh-huh.
That would be the only way you could see it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of Woods Colt or Bush Child or... Bush Child or Woods Colt or Sunday Baby?
Well, no. Some of them do come on Sunday.
Do you ever hear of Outside Child?
Yeah. The Outside Child would be... if a girl hadn't married and she got in delicate state before she married... that, and then she went and married. That would not be her and her husband's child. That would be what you call an outside child, see?
Oh, by some other man?
Some other man. That's right. It would be an outside child.
Uh-huh. And your brother's son would be called your...
Uh-huh.
Your brother's son would be called your...
nephew.
Uh-huh. And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
What do you do?
Child that both parents are dead.
And they both live.
No, they're both dead.
Oh, be motherless.
Uh-huh.
That would be a motherless child, see.
Or another
motherless, a father and mother. That means motherless. When you're motherless, you have no father and no mother, you see.
Uh-huh.
That would be a motherless child.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
I wouldn't think.
Where would you put it? Child like that?
Well, you would have what you call, general run, everybody has a graveyard, you know, a cemetery.
Uh-huh.
And this cemetery, now I would say, would have a certain cemetery, maybe have where they buried. Well, now if we had children, maybe the child might have been 8 years old or 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
We might have died before he got any older.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, wherever they buried us at, that's where they would bury the child, in the cemetery.
But if he's still alive, and he doesn't have any family,
you would say, well, that's a mother's child. You could put it in an orphan home.
Uh-huh.
Put it in an orphan home, be seen, took care. Especially, you didn't have no one around to take care of this child.
Uh-huh.
But now, if there's anyone around, you kin people, they could take this child and raise it on up.
Mm-hmm. Someone who could look after him would be called his legal...
legal mother, legal father.
Or legal guardian.
Godmother, godfather, you know.
What about guardian or guardian?
Well, it would be a guardian over this child.
Uh-huh.
Guardian over this child, just like if the governor was given... this child, taking care of this child, which would give it so much a month.
Mm-hmm.
And for food, clothes, and washing and things, well, you put it over there with someone which would be a good guardian over this child to take this money and buy what this child needs. That would be the guardian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be a guardian over it.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say this community is full of my...
How you say that?
You have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces. You'd say, these are all my...
all my kin people, all my nieces, cousins, first cousins or second cousins, you know, and around.
Any other word besides kin people?
Related.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
How you say that now?
She has the same family name, and she looks like me, but actually we're no...
Wouldn't be mine.
say someone else had your last name, mm-hmm. you'd say,